Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy hump day. Well, yesterday the Georgia Board of Regents made it official, naming it Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium, and it is a pleasure to be joined again on Press Row by Coach Vince Dooley, the former coach of the Bulldogs, and I texted him earlier today. He's so nice to do this because I know the last thing he likes to do is talk about himself. But Coach, congratulations on this honor. I'm curious, you won so many honors when you coached. You've had a statue of you there outside the Butzmere building. Does this honor feel any different to you, having a field name for you?
Well, it is special, as you perhaps know. And then when you reflect on it, you think of all the people that's been involved in it. So I think about my family, because they're going to enjoy it for a long time to come, long after I'm gone. But then the players that I had the privilege of coaching that played on that field, and then the staff. I was very fortunate to have great staff members when I was the athletic director and coach. Then you think about the band, how many bands performed on that field, and the cheerleaders, and the administration. So, you know, they all share in that. So I think from that standpoint, and then the loyal Bulldogs, the Bulldog Nation, I think a lot of them are excited about it as well. So it's a very special honor.
When did you first learn of this? Is this something that they asked your permission? Would you be okay with this, or were you just kind of told along the way that this was happening?
No, I had no idea that it was happening. Greg McGarity, the athletic director, called me, said he was going out of town. He wanted to stop by. He wanted to run something by me. And I said, fine, but I'm going to be working in my garden. So you come home when you can and call me. So he did. He said he's on his way. So I saw him. He came down the driveway, but he wasn't by himself. He had the president of the university with him, Dr. Moorhead. And so I thought to myself, well, something either good or bad's going to happen. I don't know what it might be. But he came in, and Barbara was in the kitchen. She was cooking. We had a group of people coming over that night. And so he wanted her there as well. So when he told us what they had planned to do, then I was thrilled, and I thanked him. But Barbara's emotions are a lot greater than mine. And she shouted hallelujah and started crying, and she started hugging the president, hugged Greg. I said, nobody, she didn't hug me, but she hugged them. And so anyway, it was a great moment when it happened. Of course, it had to be officially approved by the Board of Regents. So I was very pleased to learn yesterday that the Regents approved unanimously the request by Dr. Moorhead, and I appreciate him, because that's the way it has to formally be done, is through the president and on through the board. When you have something like that, that needs to be sanctioned by everybody.
You know, it just adds another step to the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Auburn plays, you know, its home games on Pat Dye Field, named for a Georgia grad. Georgia plays on a field named now for an Auburn grad.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Pat and I know each other and share, among other things, football and Japanese maples and gardening. We're probably the only two that is interested in gardening is in the coaching business. But nevertheless, we both have an appreciation for our alma maters and a love for it. But we also have this other love of where we spent most of our time. All of our family has grown up here. All of my children went to Georgia. So I'm Georgia through and through, and as Pat is at Auburn. But we also have a great appreciation of the fact that there's a great crossover, that there's a tremendous rivalry between the schools. The two schools, but yet it's kind of a special rivalry in that there's so much cross-hybridation that has gone on over the many years, starting with Coach Jordan, who was a line coach at Georgia when he became the head coach at Auburn, and then going way, way back when Dr. Petrie at Auburn and Dr. Hurdy at Georgia were classmates at Johns Hopkins working on their doctorate, and they saw this strange game of football, and they agreed when they got back to their respective institutions they would start football and would play each other, which they did in Piedmont Park in Atlanta, which started 1892, a long, long series between the two great schools.
All right, I got to ask you this, because a lot of people associate with your biggest wins. I mean, you won a national championship on a field in New Orleans. That national championship would have never happened had it not been for an amazing play on a field in Jacksonville. What is Vince Dooley's favorite game on Dooley Field?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, probably the greatest spectator game, and I'm not as much into spectator games as I am into coaching games, but was the Georgia Tech-Georgia game of 1978.
Okay.
In which the final score was 29-28, I believe we won on a two-point play in the last closing minutes. But in between, you had everything that you could possibly have in a football game, a lot of scoring. You had an onside kick. You had a punt return for a touchdown. And then after that, a kickoff return by Georgia Tech for 106 yards for a touchdown. And then a great last-minute drive that was stopped by an interception by a guy named Dave Harper-Archer. The only play I think that he played in his whole time, he was at Georgia. He went on to win a national championship in West Georgia. But it was probably from a spectator standpoint. And the lead changed hand about six times. So you can't beat that from a spectator's point of view, particularly with Georgia winning.
You're listening to former Georgia football coach Vince Dooley here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, congratulations. What is in your memory, the worst game on Dooley Field?
Well, it's at that same football team, Georgia Tech. Pepper Rogers had just come back to Georgia Tech from out at UCLA, and he started the Pepsi generation, and they were running their wishbone, and it was a rainy day. It started out, and so we decided we were going to give Tech the ball, which, as it turned out, was a mistake. But it looked like it was a good call because they fumbled the ball, they got it, and they were 85 yards away. But they proceeded to drive in about an eight-minute drive, the 85 yards to score, which was, and about that time, the rain turned into sleet, and then it turned into snow. And then the game just got worse and worse. We got beat pretty bad on that field, and I'll never forget that. Though I have to say that we did come back the next year on Thanksgiving night and beat Tech pretty strongly the next year. But that was the worst on the field at Sanford Stadium.
Coach, if you could just give me a percentage, how many of the percentage of the people in your life still call you coach?
Well, I'd say the greatest percentage, they really do, and I think it's a compliment when somebody calls you coach. I think there's a, particularly in the South, we're a little more formal than other places where they just refer to you by your first name, even the players. But there's a certain honor, I guess you would say, that's attached to being a coach or for somebody to call you coach. And so but I have been called a lot of other things, I want you to know. Some not so nice, but I think coach is a very respectful and one that I appreciate very much.
Coach, we only got a few seconds left. You are always known as kind of a worry wart. Georgia's got a proven quarterback, a returning 1,000-yard rusher, an offensive line that's loaded. What's your biggest concern about this year's ball team?
Well, I think all of the things, because you become the target, and we have been in that situation the last couple of years. So I think this is Kirby's potentially best football team. So I hope that the dedication, which is going to take place in the first home game this year of the field, will be almost the start of a great year, maybe Georgia's greatest year ever. So I'm very optimistic about the team, but there's no question that they're going to have to man up and measure up, because there'll be a lot of schools every game that are going to be ready to play Georgia, and that's great to be in that situation.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and best wishes. Thanks again. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
This is Chattanooga sports leader, WALV-FM Lakesite, the exclusive home of Atlanta Braves baseball, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, a Brewer Media Group station.